When going through a trial, have you ever thought this? Lord, what am I doing wrong? Are you upset with me? Is there sin in my life? Well, my friend, maybe you've done nothing wrong. And no, maybe there is no sin in your life, at least that you know of. It could be that the Lord is just allowing you to go through a trial to do this, to test your faith, to cause us to mature and to trust God in a greater way.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It's a blessing to have you with us today on Truth and Fact, and aren't you glad you're saved? I pray that you're saved. I pray that you know the Lord, and I pray that you're serving God with all of your heart. There's no greater life than a life that is devoted and totally sold out to Jesus Christ. We're in the book of Job, and we're dealing with the fact that he went through a difficult time of darkness in his life, and you and I, as a child of God, we will go through times of trials and difficulties and darkness in our life, but it doesn't mean that we're not saved. It doesn't mean that God is angry with us. It doesn't mean that we've done something wrong. It just means that our faith is being tested, and our faith will be tested. We will go through trials. Job went through a very difficult time. Did he get angry with God? Did he curse God? Did he turn away from God? No, he didn't do that. What did he do? But he worshiped the Lord. Now, the Bible says, in all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong. He didn't blame God. You know, so many times I find that when people go through a trial in their life, or something doesn't go right, or a difficulty in their life, that they blame God. They get angry with the Lord. Well, why not blame the devil? You know, he's the problem here, not God. God is the one that saved our soul. He's the one that has delivered us. The devil's the one that causes division and havoc and problems. But I find that when people go through a difficult time in their life, or they lose a loved one or a spouse, sometimes they just don't no longer serve the Lord. They turn away from God. They go back into the world. It's like they have a spirit of demons, where they have a desire or a love for this present world, and they go back into the old life rather than serving God. But it's the will of the Lord for you to follow God and to serve God. He died for you, gave his life for you, that you might have eternal life. It's not easy, my friend. I know it's not easy. All of us go through hard times. Maybe right now you're listening to this and you're going through a very difficult time in your life, maybe the most difficult time you've ever had in your life. I want to encourage you. God loves you, and the Lord will speak to your heart. He'll show you things in these dark times of our life, but just hold on to God. He will bring you through. He will strengthen you. He will deliver you. He will hold you together. When you feel like you're about to crack up against the rocks and you're about to sink, my friend, he'll bring you safely into the harbor. He'll hold you together. Just hold on to Jesus. Now, there are some things I think that are worth mentioning here with this story of Job. Well, number one is this. God had a hedge about Job. That means this, that God is in control, not the devil. You see, God is sovereign. God is almighty. He is all-knowing, and God is all-powerful. He is the I am that I am. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I sense his very presence just saying that. And God has a hedge of protection upon his children. That's right. That means this, that the devil is on a leash. In other words, he cannot do to me whatever he wants to do. I must realize that if for some reason the Lord allows a hedge to be lowered, or the devil to have certain latitude in my life, that there is a divine and sovereign purpose and plan. God has a purpose in what he is doing in my life. That's right. I might not understand that purpose at the moment, but I must trust him through it all. I must believe him. I must know that God knows exactly what he is doing. Perhaps you're going through a very difficult time right now in your life, and you wonder, does God see your need? Well, yes, he does. You wonder, is God in control? Yes, he is. You wonder if God is going to do anything about it. Oh, yes, he is. In fact, he's doing something right now. A lot of times, God is working behind the scenes. We may not see it. We may not understand it. But yes, my friend, God knows exactly what he's doing, and he's working in your life. So maybe perhaps God is just bringing you through something. He might test your faith to bring you to a place that you have a greater dependency upon God and his word.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.